B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to learn, folks. A lot of talk about the Commanders getting back to RFK Stadium. Our guy Mark Seagraves from NBC4, investigative reporter, been covering this stuff around D.C. and Congress, all of it, for quite some time. Really understands how this all works. Mark, thank you for joining us, man. There's excitement about RFK.
JB, thanks for having me. There absolutely is. I got to tell you, the Senate hearing yesterday was a big, big deal, a big step forward for D.C., and it was exciting because you saw both Republican and Democratic senators excited about this move to give the city full control over that RFK land, which is what has to happen in order to bring the Commanders back to D.C.
Okay, so what happens next?
So right now, what you have is, you know, for people who don't know, D.C. does not own the land that RFK is on. They basically lease it for the government for no cost, and that lease is going to end in a few years. And in order to build a new stadium or to build anything on that parcel of that 174 acres of land, D.C. needs to have full control for another 99 years. And that legislation passed the full House last year, and it passed a Senate committee yesterday. So the next thing that has to happen is it has to get attached to an omnibus bill before the Senate that will be passed before the end of this year. And once that happens, the president can sign it, and then Washington, D.C. has complete control of the land. And while that didn't look like a sure bet a week ago, it looks much more likely now because the atmosphere in that, I was sitting in that hearing room, and you heard the senators, after they voted 17-2 to approve it, both Republicans and Democrats overwhelmingly agreeing on this, they cheered up, "Go Commanders." And wow. So there is definitely momentum in favor of getting this done for the District of Columbia before the end of the year. And that's what Josh Harris has said needs to happen, that he can't wait for this to drag out into next year with a new administration and a new Congress and a lot of unknowns politically what's going to happen. He wanted it to happen this year, and now more than ever, it looks like it will.
Let me ask you this question. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, the people in the area may not want it. They wouldn't be doing this if they weren't trying to put a stadium there, I think.
Well, here's the deal with that. Whether you – and look, you know, we heard from the Maryland senators and the Maryland governor. They certainly don't want this deal to go through because they're competing for the team, right? But – and in the district, there is disagreement, including amongst elected officials. The mayor very much wants it. The chairman of the council not so much wants it. Charles Allen on the council definitely doesn't want a stadium there. But what they all agree on is they want D.C. to get control of that land – because beyond just the stadium going there, there will be retail, there will be housing, there will be green space and recreation areas. It's right next to a metro station. It's right on the Anacostia River. It's 174 acres of completely unused land right now. So even if the district doesn't ultimately get the Commanders, if they get this land, it is a huge, huge win for Washington, D.C. But yes, there will be a fierce debate internally whether or not they should pay to build this stadium or how much, if anything, because, you know, there was almost no debate in the city about keeping the Caps and Wizards and spending $500 million on that. But if you go back a few years to the debate over bringing the Nationals and building that stadium, which is exactly what D.C. did with D.C. taxpayer dollars, there was fierce, fierce debate over that that went into the wee hours and almost broke down at the last minute. So expect to see a real battle over public funding of this stadium if it happens. But make no mistake, everybody just about in D.C. wants control of that land.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Mark Seagraves here, reporter for NBC4 Washington. Got breaking news all over the area. You can give him a follow at SeagravesNBC4. One of the most badass things on your Twitter profile, Mark, is you follow zero people, and you write on there, "I am following you, but not on Twitter." I think that's pretty hysterical.
I love it.
For an investigator like yourself, I like that a lot. So, specific to RFK, has there been any indication that they won't be seeking public money? I kind of doubt it. I think That's how these stadiums get built.
Look, you know, that's the business model. That's what, you know, the people want. It's just a question of how that looks and how that's fashioned, and how much there is. What the mayor has said and what even the council chairman has indicated he may be open to is public funding for infrastructure around the actual stadium, the things that need to be done for the roads and, you know, whatnot, the actual stadium being paid by the owner. You know, we'll have to see. They're going to be competitive. They're going to be competing with Maryland. You saw them, you know, in a blink of an eye, put up $500 million to keep the Wizards and the Caps here in D.C. The way they paid for the baseball stadium was they implemented what they called a baseball tax, and that was placed on either the top 100 or top 100 or 200 businesses in the district, like Pepco. And they put this tax on those businesses, and that paid for the stadium. That tax is set to sunset soon. What they would likely do is just to keep that tax in place, borrow against that like they did for the stadium, the baseball stadium, and that's how they could fund the new football stadium if they chose to do it. And there's a lot, you know, look, D.C. was very close to getting the Olympics a while back. And one of the things we didn't have was a dome stadium. And I think if you know, that'll be one of the things people talk about, is that this gives us an opportunity to attract things beyond just the NFL.
Olympics, World Cup.
Final Four, WrestleMania.
Final Four, you got Super Bowl.
Taylor Swift.
It can make some money.
Beyonce. One question, she came though, right?
She
was
again.
At FedEx. Okay. Mark, one question I have is, the city came up with the money quick to keep the Caps and the Wiz once the Alexandria threat became real, right? And I think you had to do that because that kind of anchors that part of downtown, and without it, I don't know what would have become of that area. If you look at Nats Park, I remember that fight because I remember MLB wasn't going to commit the Expos to D.C. until they had that signed deal, all that stuff. But if you look at the Navy Yard area from a now, I'm not talking about if there's been displaced residents or any of that, right? Like, there's always more to the equation. But from a straight dollars and cents standpoint, that has to be an absolute profit center for the city when it comes to taxes compared to what was there before. Like, they've made their money back and then some on the Nats Park construction. Is that, at least to my eye, is that accurate?
Well, again, in the eye of the beholder. So the city will say that they've gotten their money back tenfold in that deal. And you know, look, nobody can deny that Abe Pollin was a pioneer in developing Chinatown and downtown and using his own money to do so. But the reality of that deal, you know, Abe Pollin was as much a philanthropist as he was a brilliant, long-range thinking businessman. And so when he built that arena with his own money, the deal was that he was not going to pay taxes on that land or for the entire time that he's owned that. So they and Monumental have more than made their money back on that initial investment by Abe Pollin, and it certainly was a catalyst. But what people, detractors will say, which is true, is downtown Chinatown and the Navy Yard would have developed regardless of whether the stadiums have gone there. Maybe not as quickly, but they certainly would have developed because you had the huge Southwest Waterfront development going up before Nats Wharf. Ballpark went up that brought the Department of Transportation down in there to that area. So it was going to happen one way or another. But look, there is a prestige to being a city that hosts all of the major sports, and we have all but one in D.C., and it's something that the mayor very much wants. Look, she very much wants to be the mayor who, you know, saved the Caps, saved the Wizards, and brought football to Washington, D.C. I can tell you she would very much like that on her resume.
I think you got to have a Super Bowl in the nation's capital.
What's wild is
I'm just saying.
I think this was a Washington Post column. I want to say it was Mark Fisher, but don't quote me on that. Was saying how Clearly, it seems Bowser wants to get this done. She's openly talking about it, whether it's a legacy play or the best thing for the city or what, she wants it done. And that this column I read in the Post was that Trump wants it done. And that the two of them haven't exactly been the best of friends, but that, you know, they might have the same objective. Mark, obviously, there was an election and a lot changed earlier this month, but that doesn't happen till early January. They need to get this done before Christmas, at least on the federal level. Is that accurate?
That's right. And that is what Josh Harris has said again, that he wants it done this Congress before they go in to recess, until they recess this Congress, and then you get a new one sworn in January. And so there are a few big bills, omnibus bills, that have to be passed before the end of the year, that will be passed before the end of the year. And what the district is hoping is that this bill will be attached to one of those larger bills and passed by the Senate before the end of the year. And again, it looks better than it ever has for D.C. For that to happen. And then President Biden would sign that, and it would be off and running. You know, we clearly have bipartisan support in the House and the Senate for this right now. The White House right now wants it. I don't know how President-elect Trump feels about this, but we also know the NFL wants this, right? The NFL has made it clear that they want a team playing in Washington, D.C. And Josh Harris has made it pretty clear that, you know, for sentimental reasons, you know, you see that clip that we have run on NBC4 every time I do this story of Josh Harris, you know, saying so honestly, like, so, you know, I grew up here, right? My friends, you know, I'll cop to growing up a Giants fan, but, you know, all my friends were, you know, diehard burgundy and gold, and they all had that same romantic feel about
I have it too.
And the team playing here and making that trek, you know, down to that area. And so I think there's a lot of momentum going for D.C. in this right now. If they clear this hurdle with the federal government and the Senate this year, then the battle goes to City Hall, and it'll be up to the 13 members of the D.C. Council to decide what or how much they'll fund for this.
I think when you look at all of those people with all that money in that Harris group, a lot of those politicians want this to work too.
You know why I never thought Snyder was going to get a new stadium? Because what politician wanted to take a picture next to him at a ribbon cutting? You know who every politician wants to take a picture next to at a ribbon cutting? Magic Johnson. Mark, this has been so great. Last one from me. We're talking with our friend Mark Seagraves, NBC4 reporter. You can follow him at Seagraves, NBC4. This, there's a lot of words I want to use to describe him. I will keep those to myself. This senator from Montana that keeps kicking up trouble about the old logo. Are we past the point where he can submarine this?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, he spoke yesterday in favor, and he voted yes. He was a yes.
Oh, hell
yeah. One of the only senators who voted. You're talking about Steve Daines from Montana, and he represents the family of the Blackfeet tribe that the original logo that you saw on the side of the helmet was depicted after Chief Two Guns, and they very much his family is still alive in Montana, and his descendants very much want that logo to be restored and to be honored. And the senator at the hearing said that the family had spoken with ownership, and they were negotiating in good faith, and that he believed they were in some way going to pay tribute. It's not about bringing the name back. It's just about that logo. And he was the only senator who really spoke up, other than Manchin, who was the chair of the committee, and he spoke in favor of it. So that hurdle is cleared. There is one guy out there still who can – well, there's a couple of guys. One is Mike Lee. He is a senator also on the committee. He was one of the two no votes yesterday, and his issue is that he wants Washington, D.C. to pay fair market value for that land. And when I asked Mayor Bowser about that, her quote was, "The federal government should be paying us to take it off their hands." But he did not speak at the hearing. He was a no vote along with Bernie Sanders. But
what the hell is Bernie Sanders' problem?
You know, he's just against this deal. The other obstacles will be the Democratic senators from Maryland. who are going to oppose this because they want the stadium to stay in Maryland. And their argument will be that, well, D.C. has an unfair advantage because they have all the land for free. And the federal government's giving them this land for free that they're going to then give to a billionaire developer, and that puts, you know, Maryland at a competitive disadvantage. So that will be their argument. But I really think they will be in the minority. After sitting in that hearing room yesterday, and look, you know what we've been through politically for the past couple of years, right? To sit in a room with Democrats and senators almost unanimously on the same page about an issue is rare these days. And to see them all cheer "Go Commanders" at the end of that vote left me thinking that the Senate is poised to do the city a solid on this.
I just look at it where it's been like that the whole time. If they had just made that rule recently, I can understand their argument in Maryland, but it's always been that way.
Yeah. My thing, the two Maryland senators, if they want to try, it's my understanding that they oppose it but aren't going to take active action to block it, which is fine. Like, it's in Maryland. You're going to lose jobs because of this. I understand if you're a senator from Maryland, you have a responsibility to try to protect your state. The dude from Utah and Bernie Sanders can go kick all the rocks. Please get the hell out of here and let us govern our own area, as disjointed as it may be. Mark, thank you for the time, man. I sincerely appreciate it.
Hey, it's a thrill and an honor to be with you guys. I appreciate it anytime.
Thank you, man.
Well, dude, it sounds like there'll be more times because we got a whole city council vote to get to.
We'll be calling.
This is a story. Yes, this is job security for us. So,
all right.
Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate it. Give him a follow at Seagraves at – where the heck did that one go? I just had it. At Seagraves NBC4, Segraves, NBC4. B, Mark Seagraves is not a guy that blows smoke. He says this is the best it's ever looked to get the stadium back at RFK.
I'm with that.
That is exciting news.